This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Today I signed legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong.
On July 14th, President Donald J. Trump signed into law H.R. 7440, the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, and the President's Executive Order on Hong Kong Normalization. H.R. 7440 imposes sanctions on foreign individuals, entities, and financial institutions that contribute to China's encroachment of Hong Kong. This bill gives the U.S. power to protect Hong Kong's autonomy. The executive order on Hong Kong normalization goes much further. Section 1 states how the U.S. will now treat Hong Kong the same as Communist China. This makes sense now that the CCP is absorbing Hong Kong, but it also sets a precedent for any other nations who choose to side with the Communist Chinese. Perhaps this is why the UK banned Huawei 5G on the same day this executive order was signed into law. But Section 4 best illustrates the extent of this national emergency. It grants extremely broad powers to the U.S. to go after individuals or entities involved directly or indirectly with supporting the Communist Chinese in any way, including American citizens, corporations, and financial institutions. This would include the U.S. mainstream media apparatus and Hollywood, which have been working for the CCP and parroting their propaganda for years.
Hollywood's actors, producers, and directors pride themselves on celebrating freedom and the human spirit. And every year at the Academy Awards, Americans are lectured about how this country falls short of Hollywood's ideals of social justice. But Hollywood now regularly censors its own movies to appease the Chinese Communist Party.
This would include tech giants like Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Apple. It could even include American politicians. The Communist Chinese have bought hundreds of thousands of acres of American farmland. And the language of this national emergency suggests that this could all be taken back by the U.S. government. The CCP has become as tyrannical and powerful as Nazi Germany ever was, if not more so. They have been seizing land from Africa, India, Australia, and the South China Sea.
The Trump administration piled pressure on China Monday, rejecting nearly all of Beijing's territorial claims in the South China Sea.
They have been rounding up Muslim Chinese, sending them via trains to concentration camps, shaving their heads and selling their hair to the U.S., and harvesting their organs for rich Saudi customers who require halal organs for their surgical transplants. The U.S. media, who love to paint President Trump as a new Hitler, ignore these authoritarian crimes against humanity. This may be why they are ignoring the president's executive order on Hong Kong normalization. The document reads like a declaration of war, and the American media have been working with the enemy. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Found at band.video.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Under the Greg Reese tab. Now, I've got just incredible stacks of news. We've got Roger Stone sitting, waiting to come live here on the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. What an incredible time to be alive. The fight for America is on. The left, while they put their Mark of the Beast slave mask on, have taken the political mask off, and they've told you what they're all about. Destruction and killing America.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, July 19th, 2020. This is the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone is going to be co-hosting with me today as well. A lot to get to. I really don't even know what I would consider the top story. You've got President Trump signing the Hong Kong normalization bill, which opens up many avenues to go after Chinese operatives in the United States in Hong Kong. You've got the COVID hoax that is the fake pandemic. It's just getting worse and worse, where they're saying, oh, you died of a motorcycle accident. No, you died of COVID. Oh, we had 98% positive tests. And then they come back 2 weeks later. No, wait, it was 9.8. Oops, just a typo. The economy is struggling. The globalists are getting everything they want, a cashless society, a digital spy grid that you sign on to. The left is attacking the United States of America on a daily basis. Riots every night in Portland. They now burn down police buildings. Riots every night in New York City. Shootings are up almost 300%, but de Blasio celebrates the lowest imprisonment rate while violence on the streets soars. Didn't stop one hero from taking the Black Lives Matter painted in the street and rubbing black paint all over it. And it was actually a black activist, a nice lady. And as soon as she got released from jail the first time after doing it, she went right back out and did it again. Then the big bombshell that really is shaking some grounds today. Republican Mark Meadows says it's time for people to go to jail in the Russian collusion hoax. Absolutely. In fact, that time has come and went, quite frankly, but I guess we could still be in that time. And we also have other Chinese agents in America, like the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, coming out basically publicly saying that she's with China. And then you've got Fox News that has now, as I predicted, gone anti-Trump with at least 90% of its programming. So we've got all that and more coming up with Roger Stone. But Roger, it's got to be nice to hear that there are some Republicans fighting for justice when it comes to this Russian collusion hoax, which, of course, you got tangled in the web of lies. They destroyed your life financially. They put you through all that torture for all those years, your family as well. Just not to mention all the lies of the mainstream news and everything else that came with it. It's got to be nice to hear, finally, a Republican with some cojones that steps up and says, no, it was actually Obama's men, the henchmen in the FBI and the intelligence agencies that lied about the Russian collusion hoax. It's time for them to go to jail. Roger, it's been overdue, in my opinion.
Well, extraordinary information declassified at the request of Senator Lindsey Graham this week just further proves that in 2016, the Obama administration was engaged in the largest single abuse of power in our history, where they actually used the full legal authority of the United States government and the extraordinary capability of our intelligence agency's surveillance capability to spy on the Republican candidate for president, to defraud the FISA courts, to mount an illegal coup, an attempt to undo the 2016 election, using evidence to justify all of this that they knew was fabricated. What amazes me is CNN continues to say, both on the air and in their print stories, Trump has produced no evidence to prove that his campaign was spied on. We know that is untrue. Not only the declassified material that Rick Grenell so courageously pried out of the hands of federal bureaucrats, say, a month and a half ago, but now this new documentation, which proves once and for all that the Russian collusion delusion was a politically motivated hoax. Now, I know some people say, well, you've said that on InfoWars for 2 years, but the way the media works today is somewhat different than the way it worked 20 years ago. A lie is published. Truth tellers like Alex Jones or yourself, myself, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, you name it, we completely and thoroughly debunk the falsehood. Then only weeks later, the mainstream corporate-owned media comes right back out and recycles the same falsehood as if they never heard the rebuttal. It really is an extraordinary phenomenon, and I experienced it myself this week. And it's not what I want to talk about today, but it has to be hit. I got, through an act of mercy, through a humanitarian act, which actually literally saved my life, because the judge in my case, contrary to every legal precedent in every circuit in the United States, where people in my position either going to prison or in prison applied for compassionate transfer or release, were granted it, but in my case it was denied, in violation of the Bureau of Prisons and DOJ guidelines, in violation of all the facts of my age and health, and in violation of the real conditions of the prison in Jessup, Georgia, where they wanted to send me. I bring this up only to demonstrate that we have judicial tyranny in our country, because the facts are as I have just stated them, but the D.C. Circuit Court upheld this ruling by the judge in my case. What it demonstrates is how deeply embedded the deep state is in every sector of government, particularly the Justice Department, meaning that appointing a new attorney general is like leaving the spoiled diapers on the baby and changing the pins. Below him, you have numerous Obama loyalists who are dedicated to the destruction of Donald Trump or anybody associated with him. And so it is in our national security apparatus. That's what Ukraine, everybody who testified against the president in the Ukrainian impeachment, they all work technically for Donald Trump. They're all in Donald Trump's NSA. So this is true across the board, including CDC, where I now seriously have to question whether or not all the statistics we've seen about known cases are accurate or whether they have been manipulated. Now, I am not saying for the folks over at Media Matters who are no doubt watching this because they love you so much, Owen. I'm not saying COVID-19 is not real. I'm not saying it is not dangerous. I'm not saying that it is not a legitimate virus and a public health menace. What I am saying, however, is by any measure, the public projections of how hard it would hit the country have turned out to be wrong. Thank God.
But Roger, here's what we know. They were willing to send you into that jail. That's not a debate. They wanted to send you into that jail. Meanwhile, they're releasing all these criminals. They're releasing all these criminals. They're saying, oh, we can't have anybody in the jail cells because of COVID. But, of course, if you don't wear a mask, we're going to throw you in jail because of COVID. And, by the way, we're going to throw Roger Stone in jail, who's in the highest risk category for getting COVID and dying. And also, the story is at InfoWars.com, the attorney demanding another prosecution of Roger has argued for pedophile Jeffrey Epstein to be exonerated. Oh, and that's a CNN guest. How do you like that? Of course. So, I mean, the double standard here is unbelievable, Roger.
Pretty incredible. It proves yet again the two-tier justice system. So two different inspector generals' reports recommend to Attorney General Barr that FBI Director James Comey be prosecuted for crimes more serious and carrying more mandatory jail time under the guidelines than the crimes that I was
right, when we come back, folks, we're going to play the clip of Mark Meadows saying this, and we're going to have Roger Stone, who was directly involved with this. They went after him, tried to ruin his life and kill him over it, when we come back on this short break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Roger Stone is on the other side of this microphone. We're going to be going back to him in just a minute. I want to get his take on what President Trump said this morning, what Mark Meadows said yesterday, and we're going to play that clip. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a new product at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a new take, if you will, a remake, if you will, a remix, more like it, on a product that's been so popular for a long time, but is now, in general, with the general public, more popular than ever, and that is a privacy pocket, a Faraday enclosure case for your cell phone. Now, we've had these at InfoWarsStore.com before, guys. Give me a dot cam here so you can see this. We've had these at InfoWarsStore.com before, ladies and gentlemen, but as I said, this is a new design. Now, normally these things in the past have been really bulky and thick, not really comfortable to use. This is ultra thin. I mean, this is paper thin. This is about as thin as it gets right here. In fact, I can show you. And I've got a pretty bulky phone. So, but as you can see, just right there, boom, done. And now none of the tracking and tracing and data mining, or heck, even just the radio cell signals that can also be damaging, are emitting. They can cause you to not sleep well and all this other stuff. And you know, this is something that you have to measure how and when you want to use it, but there's going to be a time in the near future where you're going to be wanting to just go off the grid and just not have somebody tracing and tracking your cell phone. This is the easiest way to do it. And they design the new phones now, specifically Apple, so that you can never even turn them off. So even when you think it's off, it's still on tracking and tracing you, data mining you. As soon as you put it in this, they can no longer do it. They can't reach the phone with their satellite. So, yeah, it's still on and trying to run, but none of the waves are emitting from this. None of the tracing and tracking is getting in. And it's just so great now because it's been such a bulky and kind of uncomfortable item in the past. Now it is thin, it is effective, and it is at InfoWarsStore.com. The new privacy pockets are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I'll be honest, it's tough for me to ever just turn my phone off. Working in media, needing to have access to information 24/7, and people needing access to me 24/7. But man, let me tell you, and I noticed this too, and this is maybe a compromise that you can make. If you had trouble sleeping, this, your cell phone could be one of the biggest reasons for it, specifically if you sleep with it near your bed. I used to put my cell phone in the other room. Now, the problem with that is, okay, you wake up in the morning or something, you want to just lay in bed for an extra minute, check your cell phone. Well, you got to go downstairs or the other room to get it. Now, with the privacy pocket, you can just have it right there by your bed. You're not getting the dangerous radio waves. It's not blowing up. It's not getting tracked and traced. And heck, when you go from point A to point B, when you want to go somewhere but you don't want to be on the grid, it's the privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. It is on sale. Now, let's go to Mark Meadows and get Roger Stone's take on this powerful clip from Mark Meadows.
Mark, let me turn to the Russia probe. You did such an excellent job when you were on the Oversight Committee in terms of zeroing in on the origins of the Russia probe. We now know for sure. Lindsey Graham told us this about a month ago, actually, so our audience was aware that the FBI knew that the dossier was just made up garbage, and the subsource told the FBI agents that. And yet Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe kept on pushing forward, renewing warrants to spy on Carter Page. You're reaction to what we know now, and when are we going to hear from John Durham? Will there be indictments, sir?
Well, I think the American people expect indictments. I know I expect indictments based on the evidence I've seen. Lindsey Graham did a good job in getting that out. We know that they not only knew that there wasn't a case, but they continue to investigate and spy. And yes, I use the word spy on Trump campaign officials, and actually even doing things when this president was sworn in and after that, and doing it in an inappropriate manner. You're going to see a couple of other documents come out in the coming days that will suggest that not only was the campaign spied on, but the FBI did not act appropriately as they were investigating. It's all starting to come unravel, and I tell you, it's time that people go to jail and people are indicted.
Boom. Signed, sealed, delivered. Let's make it happen. Roger Stone, your response.
Well, from Mark Meadows' mouth to God's ears, you do have to wonder why this process has taken almost the entire first term of President Donald Trump. Because in the beginning, of course, the deep state stonewalled the declassification. But the real hero of this story is Richard Rick Grenell. Rick Grenell, who temporarily served as the head of DNI, came in, broke the bureaucratic logjam, and actually released the declassified documents ordered almost 2 years ago by President Trump, which break the entire Russian collusion hoax wide open. So it is obvious to anyone that this goes all the way to the Oval Office, that Mr. Brennan, Mr. Comey, Mr. Clapper, Vice President Joe Biden, the president himself, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Samantha Powers, the UN ambassador, are all co-conspirators. But I wonder what will happen, only in view of the fact that the Inspector General of the Justice Department recommended twice to the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, that James Comey be indicted for lying, but lying specifically and harboring top secret classified information, which he removed illegally from the FBI headquarters, more serious charges than what they charged me with, and for which I was wrongly convicted, and Mr. Barr has taken no action against Mr. Comey. Now, some have argued, well, perhaps he knows of a larger indictment coming down the road, but it would be good for the American people to see that Mr. Comey gets charged, and those charges could always be superseded in a so-called superseding indictment down the road. It would show the American people that there are not two standards, one for Roger Stone and that great American patriot, Mike Flynn, and another one for the Clinton-Obama criminal cabal. So it is interesting to me, Owen, that first Mr. Durham's report was going to be ready in the spring, then it was going to be ready in the summer. Now there are hints that it won't be ready until after the election. This is very, very disturbing. How long will these criminals get away with it? Now, case in point, the new prosecutor in my case, who replaced the four rogue prosecutors who were not career, non-political line prosecutors, J.P. Cooney, is the same man that the week of my trial announced that there would be no prosecution against Andrew McCabe. The same week I was convicted. The crime that Mr. McCabe should have been charged with carries a greater jail term and is a more serious crime than lying to Congress, the charge that I was on.
And these people committed treason, which President Trump says 50 years in jail will be.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Roger Stone, an InfoWars alum, and I'm right back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer and I are sitting in for Alex so he can get a little R&R. And as you saw, we're breaking down the literally quickly crumbling what's left of the Russian collusion fraud. I myself experienced it in the days after President Trump in an extraordinarily courageous act of both mercy and justice, commuted my deep state death sentence. You see, despite the fact that it is the policy of DOJ and the Bureau of Prisons, despite the fact that I'm 67 and have a history of respiratory problems, despite the fact that every other person in my position who went to court to get a transfer or delay in their incarceration in the last 30 days was granted it, they wanted me to die in a rural Georgia prison. Why? Well, because, you see, then the appeal of my conviction would die with me, and those involved in my conviction would never be exposed in terms of the level of misconduct and corruption. So there was a method to their madness. And just in the last week, Robert Mueller, also known as Mumbles Mueller, popped up again to reiterate the same false narrative. Roger Stone came to our attention because he was communicating with known Russian intelligence officers. Notice the plural. He knows that that is nonsense, that they brought no such charge against me, and that my completely innocuous exchange with Lucifer 2.0, a persona on Twitter, took place after WikiLeaks had already published the documents. The content of it was published right here on InfoWars. In toto, it was innocuous. It was benign, and they can't even prove that Lucifer 2.0 is a Russian intelligence asset. In fact, there's more evidence, according to Bill Binney and other experts, that he is more likely a U.S. intelligence asset. When I say he, this persona. Now, the problem here, of course, is that they keep repeating the same false narrative, like we're dummies, like nobody got it. And then you have Andrew Weissman, the number two man, really the number one man, in the Mueller investigation with a stunning op-ed. We need to drag Roger Stone in front of the grand jury to find out what he knows. Mr. Weissman, you had 3 years to do that. You didn't do it. You wrote my indictment personally. Your initials are in the meta tags on the original document. There's no Russian collusion. There's no WikiLeaks collaboration. There's nothing other than the fabricated charges of lying to Congress. But the new narrative here, Owen, is as follows. Roger Stone was aware of misconduct and illegal acts by President Trump, and he traded his silence for commutation. And in this case, the lack of any evidence is the evidence itself. That is how brain dead these people are. There is no such evidence because none of it ever happened. And had they been able to corroborate this, as you know, Owen, they would have charged me with it and used it as an article of impeachment against the president.
Well, you predicted this exact thing would happen. I guess it was about a week ago, maybe, with me on the War Room or right here on the Alex Jones Show. And then sure enough, they rolled it out. They tried to do gotcha interviews with you. And it's all these implications that they make without any evidence, of course. And Trump insisted the same thing. Again, if it was Trump that did any of this stuff, they would have caught him. They would have arrested him. They would have impeached. They have no evidence, folks. All they have is the corrupt media willing to print their false stories time after time after time. And so the president tweeted this out. So we catch Obama and Biden, not to even mention the rest of their crew, many of which Roger Stone just mentioned, spying on my campaign, and nothing happens. I hope not. If it were the other way around, 50 years for treason, never forget. And, you know, believe me, folks, I would like to see justice in this country as much as anybody else. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. But I do think that on a certain level, President Trump, and I actually believe Roger Stone has predicted this, or we've spoken about this before, but I'll get his take now. I don't think Trump wants to see Obama go down. I don't think Trump wants Obama's quote-unquote presidency to be plagued in such a bad way that it makes America look bad. I think that that's kind of what Trump is trying to do here. It's like, look, we'll throw all Obama's henchmen under the bus. They all belong in jail. We'll spare Obama just to really spare America the shame and embarrassment that was his 8 years in office and who he really was, just a total fraud. But I don't know. Maybe the American people are getting so fed up, they don't even care. Yeah, sure, Obama was the worst president, committed all this treason, threw us under the bus, we got fooled. Maybe America's willing to put that in the textbooks for history. Maybe it's not. But what do you think, Roger? Because Trump is right. I mean, if it was Trump that did any of this, he would be facing treason charges. Absolutely.
Well, Owen, I don't want to second guess the president of the United States. I've just gotten a text message from Alex Jones that says, please talk about Russia more, and whatever you do, don't talk about the next election. So I think we will now talk about the 2020 election. this is really the key, because whether or not the criminal conspiracy that took place in 2016 and since then, whether or not this illegal coup is ultimately prosecuted, really depends on the outcome of the next election. And therefore, I'd like to tell you what I think is going on, because I know a number of the president's supporters are dispirited. A number of them are upset. The Rhino Republicans, the country club Republicans, who had to pretend they were for Donald Trump when he became extraordinarily popular, but who were never really for him at all, have now already headed to the high grass. They're conceding defeat. There's at least one member of his current campaign staff who's out secretly shopping a tell-all memoir book, assuming his defeat. But I don't feel that way at all. I think that when you look at the top five issues in the country, the president's on the right side of all of them, and Joe Biden is on the wrong side of all of them. Now, it is true that the president was forced, because of the coronavirus crisis, to throw away his whole card. I mean, the cornerstone of his reelection strategy, as it should have been, was based on the economy. It is the number one issue in the country. Although some polls now show coronavirus is the number one issue, that's because the media just pushes that line relentlessly. And unfortunately, our economy is in very rough shape, probably the roughest shape it's been in since the Great Depression, with a few bright spots. To me, every election boils down to the requirement that you must have the ability to define in one sentence why the voters should vote for you and not the other candidate. Here's my stab at that. Our economy's in rough shape because the president had no choice but to protect the public health during the coronavirus crisis. And unfortunately, in doing so, by erring on the side of caution, he had no choice but to shut down America, which destroyed our economy. Now, who do we want to rebuild America's economy? A man who has proven, indisputably, that he knows exactly how to do it. A man who brought us record wage growth, record job creation, record levels of employment, or the other candidate whose medicine will make the sick patient die. Higher taxes, more regulation, more one-size-fits-all trade deals. That is the choice facing America. It's that simple. And Donald Trump has proven himself. Remember they said, oh, if you elect Trump, there'll be a market crash, there'll be a depression. He brought us the strongest economy in our entire history, and he can do it again. Look at these last two job reports. Despite COVID virus, despite it, the underlying tenets of cutting taxes and cutting regulation and better trade deals under Donald Trump is already bringing America back. To me, it seems like a very, very simple campaign if you will stick to that theme and another theme that I'll discuss on the other side. Oh, and there you have my capsule analysis of 2020.
Yeah, and I want to ask you something else on the other side that you may be able to answer unlike anyone else. Because I see the left lying about Trump, the media, Hollywood, all these people lying about Trump. And, I mean, he kind of just lets them do it, really knowing, though, he could have them all by the short hairs if he wanted to, if he wanted to really save his reputation. I'll ask Roger Stone if that's the case on the other side.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes. boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas in July at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of free shipping store-wide. Big discounts on top supplements like Bodies. Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com. Joint support, inflammatory support. So many benefits of the great turmeric supplement we have, Bodies, at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the top-rated supplements. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hop over and take advantage of that discount on Bodies right now and see all the five-star reviews for yourself. That, of course, just part of the Christmas in July sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But one of my biggest bugaboos about, I don't even know where I would put it on. I mean, it's really just the fake news media. And it's incredible. Most people cannot comprehend and or don't want to comprehend the fact that television news, about 95% of it, is just fake. It's just agenda-driven fake news. It's hard to grasp, folks. It's hard to understand. Now, I've got other stories here that will prove that. But my bugaboo is this, Roger. No matter where you turn on mainstream media, they're lying about Donald Trump. They're lying about him 24/7, around the clock. And unfortunately, this has resulted in a total destruction of his reputation.
So now these brainwashed minions think Trump is racist. He's this, he's that, you know, wants to put Cajun K. I mean, the worst image of the guy. And I mean, look, I understand he's fighting for America, but in a way, Trump's reputation and America's future are tied now. And so, you know, the president personally. And again, when I see him tweet things out like, so we catch Obama and Biden, not to even mention the rest of their crew, spying on my campaign and nothing happens. I hope not. If it were the other way around, 50 years for treason, never forget. Well, look, Donald Trump, the president, can save his own reputation. I think the problem is he would have to destroy the reputations of Obama and Biden and Hollywood and the mainstream news so badly. I mean, we'd have to see it all, folks. We're talking about the sex clubs, the sex trafficking, the underage sex with minors that Ghislaine Maxwell has access to, all of it. He'd have to say no, look, and he'd have to do it on the national platform, and he'd probably have to rule out a lot of the evidence that they have. Well, look, I think it needs to be done because America needs to know the truth, not about Donald Trump, but about the Hollywood celebrities that they worshipped, about the television news anchors that they trusted, the politicians that they thought were telling them the truth and had their best interests, all liars. So I ask you this, Roger, as we have Mark Meadows and others calling for jail for Obama and crew for the treason they engaged in, does President Trump, do you believe there's any interest there for him to save his reputation in the sense that his reputation is now directly correlated and tied to America's future?
Well, I really can't respond to your question, Owen, because last Friday was the first time I've spoken to the president in several years because of my legal situation. The fact that he was under investigation for much of that time, unjustly, of course. I can echo exactly what you say about the fake news media because I've just been through this. Last Friday, I taped an interview for a L.A.-based progressive radio host, Mo Kelly, whose show I had done previously and with whom we had found common ground in our opposition to the racist war on drugs. But this broadcast was a technological disaster. They cut my audio feed three times. The second time when they brought me back in, I was in the middle of some other show in which a woman and a man were speaking in French. I hung up. I called back in. And the first question I got from Mo Kelly was whether I had just called him a Negro, which, of course, I hadn't. Then he went on for the rest of the program and osculated my derriere as if nothing was wrong. So if I had called him this so-called racial slur, a lot of my black friends argue it's not a slur, but let's put that aside because I didn't say it. Why didn't he react more aggressively? But then, late on Saturday night, he puts out a very cleaned up and, I think, enhanced soundtrack in which he says that I use that word. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I have been a lifelong proponent of civil rights. I opposed Ronald Reagan's decision when I was working for him not to extend the Voting Rights Act. I'm the last conservative alive who still defends the policy of affirmative action, advantages for people of color when it comes to jobs and employment, federal contracts. I have a 30-year record of opposing the war on drugs, which I have called an ignominious racist failure, which falls disproportionately on people of color. I have crusaded for a pardon for Marcus Garvey, the early civil rights leader who was framed by the FBI because he was becoming a growing political force in America. And lastly, I have been a giant proponent of the president's Second Chance Act, which is fixing the excesses of Joe Biden and Bill Clinton, under which people are being sent to prison for harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs. Some 88% of those people who've been incarcerated, the numbers doubled since, more than doubled since 1994, are African Americans. So this whole notion is absurd. Now, I have sent the tape out for analysis to a forensic sound engineer, and I'll have a report here shortly. But I believe this is part and parcel of a strategy on the left to mark anyone who disagrees with them as a racist. What's disappointing is when the New York Times reports this story, they don't say alleged or Kelly said, and they never call Roger Stone for comment. They just say Roger Stone said a racial slur. Well, I don't agree with that analysis. Even the Daily Beast, which is really the bottom of the barrel, says it appears that Stone did so. Well, I didn't do so, and I think I'll be able to prove that shortly. It's a smear.
But Roger, that's my point here. You're willing to defend your reputation to the hilt. And again, my question is, do you believe the president has that same agenda? Because he should come out and say, hey, look, all these people that are calling me racist all day long are liars. They all flew on Epstein's plane. I mean, he needs to list them off. He needs to come on air and say, no, look, these people are engaged in sex trafficking with minors. They have no room to put any sort of claim against me that is false. I mean, that's what I'm asking you. Has he measured that? Is he willing to go on a full defense?
I'm unable to answer your question, Owen, because I haven't talked campaign strategy with him in over 2 years. I do know that he's an extraordinary communicator. He does understand what the deep state has done here. We're moving into a campaign season, and I think at the end of the day, many of the issues that you list will be the keys to victory. But the two keys are the economy, which we've already discussed, and the role that Joe Biden and Bill Clinton played in the mass incarceration of more black people than anyone in American history. If you want to talk about social justice and criminal justice, Donald Trump has done more between the record low unemployment rates for African Americans, the increases for African American colleges, and the incredible Second Chance Act than any recent Democratic president has done. Bill Clinton, a great proponent of the African Americans, he went to the U.S. Supreme Court to argue that racial profiling by the Arkansas State Police was perfectly all right. So he used the dog whistle when it suited him. And we know Joe Biden said that if we integrated the public schools, they'd be a jungle. I don't want my kids going to school in a jungle, he said. If that isn't a racist comment, what is? But again, different standards for conservative Republicans. I reiterate my denial. I will prove it shortly. This is a typical smear, but they all jump right back on. NBC, which employs a number of CIA full-time operatives, ABC, CNN, The New York Post. It really is dispiriting because under journalistic rules, journalism 101, the first thing they teach you is if you're going to report on a person, you call that person and give them a chance to respond. They do that at Bloomberg News. They usually do it at ABC. I can't name any other news organization that fulfills that basic journalistic responsibility.
Yeah, and it's always the farthest left liberal progressive news outlets that are the last one that will ever call you for a comment. They'll write 100 stories about you and they'll never even request a comment. Even if they didn't want to print it, just for journalistic integrity purposes, they would at least file a request to say they did it. No, folks, not the case. But you know what? There's still 100 days plus, I believe, to the next election. Now, they may try to keep a presidential debate from happening, which would be President Trump's biggest platform to lay these people out and fillet them, but he needs to do it. It's time for him to save America as well as his own reputation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.